Hey there, welcome to the Fearlessly Curious podcast, your safe space to listen, lean in, and learn the diversity of human experiences through the lens of fearless curiosity. When we learn more about each other, we also learn more about ourselves. How? Because when we listen to each other's curiosities and experiences, we relate to that which is in common, and that which sets us apart gives us something to reflect on. We learn through and with each other. I am grateful to you, the global community, for your curious questions. The Fearlessly Curious podcast cannot exist without you.
Jumping into social media, to me, it feels pretty daunting. Posting photos and clips, there's always this big question mark hanging over my head. It's like, will anyone actually find this interesting? Or do I look okay? I'm not much for makeup, and I'm comfortable with that. But you know, those unavoidable comparison comments do sting a bit sometimes. And then there are those who seem to post without a second thought, totally unfazed. It makes me wonder, how do they do it? It's a bit of a journey, this whole trying to balance being true to me while navigating the online world. But hey, it's all part of the process, right?
Post, what brings you joy? Start building that muscle. Notice those voices. We don't want to shoo them away, because the more we try and shoo them away, the more it's going to come up. Come from a place of, my intention is to share my joy. Share with people my experience. Think about all the people who can't travel. I'm taking you along on my travels for the next 2 weeks. Notice the voices that show up like, oh, you're not wearing makeup. And start logging those. All you need to do is give them the attention. Give them the stage in a safe space, and then we'll know how to deal with them. This is your home play. Play, make a diary of the statements that show up, that make you feel uncomfortable, that minimize you. You have this connection in your human design, which is your root, connected to your spleen, connected to your G center. You have a very good sense of timing. Right now, what does the tribe need for the survival and that sense of direction? It's there. You can't run away from it. It's imprinted in you. So the moment you're like, oh my God, this flower, I want to share this. That is it. That's all the wisdom. Unconscious six line. You already have it. Just post it. The voices come up. Don't do it because of this, because of this, because of this. Is that it? Have you got anything else to tell me? Okay, post. Because your three line is also about discovering what kind of posts your audience like of you. I mean, that one that you posted of cycling. Do you know how many times I watched it? I kept going back watching it because I just felt so much joy. Leverage on the human design. You have a very clear sense of direction. You never need to doubt that. And it's always in the moment. I want to post this, boom. But if you have the, because you have the undivined head and you have the also the underlined emotional, you might be under the influence of feeling, hearing other people's voices. Track that, log it down, get it out of your system. And then just frickin' post it. If the outcome is someone does send you a message that corroborates your doubt, your conscious three line guided you to see what the outcome would be. That's all it is. It's data. You're collecting data.
You know, a lot of people out there claim they've got the secret sauce. They market about the right way with all these templates. I've checked out a few of those courses, and honestly, they just didn't sit right with me. It's got to be a personal thing. Finding your own groove is key. How I show up in the world, it's got to be 100% me. Still on the hunt for that magic formula that's all mine. Because in the end, being unique is the game changer.
We are going to use your human design. Everything you do will be based on fearless authenticity. My coaching is all about helping people just frickin' show up as you, because there's only one of you. If you don't show up as you, who will? And that wisdom of showing up as you, bumping into walls, tripping downstairs, looking foolish in other people's eyes, you know, no one can do that. No one can have bed hair like I have bed hair, right? And it's to bring that curious confidence, that playfulness that we all had as children. We have a very interesting adventure ahead. It's going to be fun. To recap, start that dictionary log of the voices that have been imprinted mm-hmm. on you. And every time you want to show up on social media, remember your power, you're guided in the moment to know exactly what to say with what and where. You can't run away from it. Never need to doubt it. When the doubt shows up, invite doubt in. What do you want to say? Let me log this so I know how to help you. Are you done? Okay, post. Based on the outcome of that post, you could look back and see what you logged. And there'll be a pattern. And that pattern is the wisdom. If you want more, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a new episode every Friday. And please leave a review if you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to send me your curious questions and experiences as inspiration for future episodes. Your anonymity will be respected if that's what you prefer. For more guidance and support, join my emotional healing, mindfulness, and music community over at melissaindot.com. See you next week!